The Nova KT Eri is a recurrent nova with a recurrence time scale of 40 to 50 years, by Bradley E. Schaefer et al. KT Eridani was a very fast nova in 2009, peaking at V equals 5.42 mag. We marshal large data sets of photometry to finally work out the nature of KT Eri. From the test light curve, as confirmed with our radial velocity curve, we find an orbital period of 2.61595 days. With our 272 spectral energy distributions from simultaneous BVRIJHK measures, the companion star has a temperature of 6200 plus or minus 500 K. Our century-long average in quiescence has V equals 14.5. With the Gaia distance, 5110 carat plus 920 to 430 parsecs, the absolute magnitude is plus 0.7 plus or minus 0.3. We converted this absolute magnitude, corrected to the disk light alone, to accretion rates, with a full integration of the alpha disk model. This accretion rate is very high at 3.5 times 10 to the minus 7 solar masses per year. Our search and analysis of archival photographs shows that no eruption occurred from 1928 to minus 1954 or after 1969. With our analysis of the optical light curve, the X-ray light curve, and the radial velocity curve, we derive a white dwarf mass of 1.25 plus or minus 0.03 solar masses. With the high white dwarf mass and very high accretion rate, KT Eri must require a short time to accumulate the required mass to trigger the next nova event. Our detailed calculations give a recurrence time scale of 12 years with a total range of 5 to minus 50 years. When combined with the archival constraints, we conclude that the recurrence time scale must be between 40 to minus 50 years. So, KT Eri is certainly a recurrent nova, with the prior eruption remaining undiscovered in a solar gap of coverage from 1959 to 1969. This was the Nova KT Eri is a recurrent nova with a recurrence time scale of 40 to 50 years, by Bradley E. Schaefer et al.